This is The Conversation, and I'm Catherine Cruz. Our Federal Criminal Justice Center hasn't been overhauled in 30 years. In December, President Trump signed the First Step Act into law. The goal? To reduce recidivism and reduce certain mandatory minimum sentences. As a follow-up, the president announced an effort last week called the Second Step Act. Former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman worked closely with members of Congress and presidential advisors to draft the First Step Act. He spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about what's in the law and what we can expect in the Second Step Act.
For roughly three decades, Congress has basically been increasing the number of federal criminal laws and the length of the punishment for violating those criminal laws. And we had the war on drugs, and we had, you know, other issues that came up. And it's almost like both parties, Democrat and Republican, were trying to outdo each other and being tough on crime. And the problem was nobody was really paying attention to the cost of all of that, both in financial terms and in human terms. And nobody was studying that what the states were doing, and that they were figuring out a better path. And I say better, you have places like Texas where they were getting overpopulation a big concern, and the number of those incarcerated and was a huge burden on the state. They made a couple of very modest changes and started to close prisons. They ultimately closed 8 prisons, saved over $4 billion, and reduced their recidivism rate and reduced their crime rate. And so it got our attention. And so for the last 7 or 8 years, we started to fashion a similar reform to Texas and other states where they started to incentivize or reward those that are incarcerated to lower their risk of recidivism, have more training and jobs and faith-based participation groups and those types of activities that, while measuring whether or not they were reducing their risk of recidivism. And so we implemented a similar structure that would allow folks to get into halfway house or home confinement sooner if they would reduce their risk of recidivism. So that was the heart of the First Step Act, as well as fixing some of the out-of-whack sentences and some other malfunctions in the system.
So there were changes on the sentencing side as well as the rehabilitation side.
That's right. There are some absurd results that happened in the federal system. Not a lot of people really truly understood it, but we were able to tackle 4 or 5 of those and fix them and even do some things like, you know, many years ago, Congress passed a law that said if you were good while in prison, there's no parole in the federal system. So they passed a law that said if you're good, you could earn 54 days off of your sentence per year for good behavior. Well, it turns out that the Bureau of Prisons was only allowing 47 days. And so we fixed that to add the 7 days to those that have earned it. Just little things like that that were important because it will result in thousands of folks that have earned their right to be out actually getting out.
Well, the First Step Act was signed into law about 3 months ago by President Trump, and we should say that was a bipartisan bill. It had support from both Democrats and Republicans. President Trump recently announced the Second Step Act as his next initiative on criminal justice. What does that entail?
So I think we've seen that the First Step Act was aimed at fixing some of the laws and addressing some of the sentencing and addressing some of the issues while they're incarcerated. The Second Step Act is going to be aimed at what happens when they get out. 95% of all those incarcerated are going to get out. And so this is going to focus on helping them find housing or get jobs or reduce their risks of recidivism. You know, some folks don't even realize that they can't even open a bank account nowadays. Banks are kicking them out of their banks and or refusing to open an account. And so there's a lot that has to go on the outside after they get out, so that they can reenter society and actually, you know, avoid committing crimes again and be a, you know, someone that makes a meaningful contribution.
Brett, do we know what some of the common factors are that drive up recidivism rates, the rate of people returning to jail after they've been released?
We do. The top factor is employment. If they have a job or if they are enrolled in an education program, it is the largest those are the largest factors that affect recidivism. Now, certainly having, you know, a support system or having, you know, the ability to maybe move or live in an area that is more amenable to a better lifestyle is important. But the biggest factor are jobs, and then after that, education.
And so what will be some of the provisions of the Second Step Act that will try to address those issues?
So there's a few things that may occur. We're looking at lifting the ban on Pell Grants so that those that are incarcerated, if they can show that they qualify, that they may be able to get some assistance in working with certain colleges and universities to continue education. There may be there's an effort to, you've heard the phrase maybe ban the box or those kinds of terms. What that means is, look, we are okay with employers getting criminal history of a candidate, but what this effort is don't require it right up front. Let them fill out an application and let them try to get an interview, and then if the employer is going to offer them a job, let the employer then do the criminal history check. And we've seen it in 33 states result in individuals getting more interviews and being selected. And employers will tell you that in the majority of instances, the formerly incarcerated are some of their best employees, most appreciative, best employees. And so that's important. We're also going to look at expungement and see if there is a way or a path forward to get in expungement in the federal system, which is basically non-existent right now.
I know it's only been a few months, but do we have any idea about what kind of results the First Step Act has produced in its early lifespan so far?
Yeah, you know, it's the president highlighted this just a few days ago in the celebration at the White House and had five formerly incarcerated that were there, and their stories are very compelling. They all served long sentences, but they are well-meaning and intent on contributing. And so there are some great stories, but we estimate roughly about 500 individuals have been released under the First Step Act. That there are thousands more that qualify, but we're still trying to push DOJ and the Bureau of Prisons to implement the First Step Act fully.
And I know you were involved pretty heavily in the effort to draft the First Step Act and then get it passed through Congress, which is no easy feat in the
right.
current political climate. What kind of challenges do you envision in implementing the Second Step Act?
Well, I'm going to confess, if we don't get the First Step Act fully implemented and show that, you know, it can be done and that we're serious about it, I think it's going to be very difficult to get that next step done. So we do have to do that. We've got to get, you know, DOJ on board and the Bureau of Prisons and get it implemented and funded. If it doesn't get funded, for example, then it takes away a lot of the motivation to try to get another package together. But assuming we get that, then I think what we're going to see is perhaps legislation that's not quite as broad and sweeping and large as what the First Step Act was, but is more rifle shot approaches to certain issues. And I think that's very doable, whether it's all in one bill or whether or not we spread that out to multiple bills. I think there is an appetite to try to, you know, get folks who have paid their debt to society for the crimes they committed to, you know, avoid committing another crime and be a meaningful part of our communities.
All right, Brett Tolman, former U.S. Attorney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we will have links to more information on the First and Second Step Acts posted with this story at hawaiipublicradio.org.